It is 7 o'clock in Barbados. It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme with the host, Mr. Sluggy Dan.
Manners, 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 and respect. 7 p.m. VOB 92.9 FM. And I feel like it was a great weekend so far for entertainment in Barbados. Even saw in the news one of the Minister Lord in a Caribbean event that is about to come. And then online with Poetry Barbados, seeing getting great reviews, to see the views up, people sharing the vibes, and people loving the vibes. So it's a great weekend for entertainment in Barbados. So I want to know, did you go to anything this weekend? Are you attending anything this weekend? Did your horse win for the Gold Cup? Did you enjoy the Gold Cup concert? We're talking about entertainment in Barbados and how it used to be, how it is now. You know, every community had a band, every community had dancers, every community had somebody that was a poet, a writer, telling stories. Listen, we had it all in community. How can we bring that back? And this evening, and let me know that, listen out for Lashana a lot on air. We got a lot of artists and creatives to bring to the radio, you know, and we partnering to bring this action live on air, both in this platform and my other platform on 95.3, which is our sister station. You know, she can help me give some youngsters a maximum push. So I really respect her for that, because it's all about the next generation coming, and it's all about pushing Barbados forward. And the creatives is the way to go, because the creatives is everything. Whether you're doing math, English, whether you're doing the arts, whether you're doing stories, whether you're telling stories, whether you're painting pictures, whether you're sculpting, it's all painting what Barbadian culture is all about. So this evening I got my guest host, and she's going to be on with me a lot more, and she's going to be doing a lot of the talking today. She will introduce us to her guests. She will tell us how the weekend went and plans going forward, and then we can have a chat with these two amazing young men, and then we can put up on the spot and get a sure Barbados why they should come out even more, why they should come out and really support these youngsters, all positive youngsters, all positive content, all content that the whole family could come and listen to, content that the adults will come and listen to, and it's a good vibe, you know what I mean? And this is what we need to push much more. So we can hand over now to my guest host for this evening, Lashana, and thank you a million. Thank you. I know you're working your hard, but you are appreciated because you're doing 17 jobs.
Good night, all you beautiful people. So I guess you guys got your wish. I am back, and it's a pleasure to be here today. So Poetry Barbados, where do I start? Thursday night was a movie. So I believe we sell out Sage Bar?
Yes.
We sell out Sage Bar.
I believe it.
Unprecedented. First time Sage Bar has so many people.
Not across you, but I saw a post. Not across you. You might good. Not across you, but I saw a post by the minister. And saying she was very pleased that Shanta tomorrow night, and she posted it on social media for everybody to see.
Yes.
Like when you saw that, Shanta, not that you needed validation for anybody, but as human beings, we're being real. It'd be nice to be appreciated sometimes.
Yes.
Not that you're begging for it, but if you get, you know what I mean, like, it'd be nice to be appreciated sometimes. But we can't like it, feel good, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean. So when you saw that, how did you feel?
Let me just start from before she even came. I sent the minister in the prime minister's office responsible for culture, Dr. Chantal Monroe Knight, sent her an email, and I asked her if she would like to attend Poetry Barbados. And this was like, you know, the second week of February. And I got a yes, exclamation mark, I'll be there. And that was it. Yeah, exclamation mark, I'll be there. And then she came. Of course, she wasn't expecting us at Poetry Barbados to surprise her with a beautiful jewelry set like what I'm wearing here. Guys, you can't see, but it's the Tree of Life is dependent.
They'll be up on social media, though.
Yeah. They could go and look at Poetry Barbados, which is P-O-E-T-R-E-E Barbados, and they will see that beautiful jewelry set, which was sponsored by C12 Wearable Art, Cher Antoinette. And the minister actually was wearing the same color as the jewelry set on the night, and she was excited to wear it. And then afterwards, you know, when everything was finished, the next day she would have sent us a WhatsApp and told us, you know, she was so proud of us and what we did, and she's looking forward to the next one. So yeah, that was amazing. But the show, honestly, Sluggy, the show had, there were many moments in the show that I wanted to cry. First things first, we started the ball rolling with honoring Adrian Green for his work in the spoken word sector. And what made me emotional is when Adrian said that was the first time in 20 years he has received an award.
He's telling the truth. Salutes to Adrian Green. I know he's second that. You know, he's a absolute icon and legend in his field for sure. One of the absolute greatest creators we've had. And it's good that you honor him. And hopefully, LaShawna, you started a trickle-down effect where we can look back and really see the amount of work he's did and the amount of people that he's helped to mentor, the amount of mentees he's had under him, and people he's inspired to come out. I hope that he can be rewarded for that. So I hope you started something.
So yeah, so if I could just go back. So the Poetry Barbados Griot Award, it is our way at Poetry Barbados to honor those griots who have gone before. So as you would know, Adrian, DJ Simmons, and a lot of them would have, you know, fought MCF in getting spoken word as a separate category in theater. And when we were looking who to honor for our first event, everybody from my mom back down was like Adrian Green. And then when we asked our amazing cast, everybody also said Adrian Green. So it was very simple. We went to Trophy World. We told them our idea. The ladies in there also are fans of Adrian Green. And they were like, the award for Adrian. I said, hush when I'm out now. You can't tell everybody for Adrian. And they were also excited as well. They told me to bring flyers to Trophy World. And they were also, you know, promoting the event. Luckily, no one knew because the award was done weeks before we even told Adrian that we want him to come to the show. And I must say that was so heartwarming because I grew up and I did NIFCA Theater in 2009. And I saw Adrian and then I saw him again at St. Matthias Church at an event we had called Carols of Light, I think, or Lights and Music, can't remember. And to see him, to present the word to him, was emotional because it was like a circle moment for me. You know, like someone you idolize, you know, presenting this award. And unfortunately, I had my makeup done, so I couldn't cry and bawl. So I went home. I had a moment, but it was so emotional. And we're going to be honoring these griots every month as long as we have life and breath, because we believe that you should honor people while they're alive and well and walking and breathing. And as we're youngings, so to speak, we're ensuring that these persons get the credit that is due while they're around to appreciate it, you know? So we want to break that stigma waiting till you're old, dead, and half, you know, one foot in the casket before you give them an award or appreciate them. We want them to know that they're alive and well, that this award, the Poetry Griot Award, is us as young poets and as professional poets giving back to those who have gone before. Because if there was no Adrian Green, there would be no Poetry Barbados, right? And I don't think people understand the gravity of just saying that. If he didn't start, we couldn't run. So that's the truth. So going back to the event on Thursday night, we had a fella named Izams, right? Izams was a spectacular performance. I mean, he sang his original song, Pressure P. I don't know if we have it in the system, but he sang his original song, Pressure P. And we asked the audience member to come to the stage, right? And a lady named Rhonda, big up yourself. Rhonda came up to the stage and Rhonda danced for Izams. She pushed back and she had a moment with Izams. And the crowd went wild, obviously. Because never before at a poetry show have you seen a performance of that magnitude. Like, the man was up there performing like he was at the halftime show, man. It was amazing. So, Izams, tell us a bit about how that experience was for you.
Good evening, everybody. Well, for me, I'm not going to lie, that was the first time I ever did anything like that on a stage. No, no cap, I was...
First time ever
I ever danced with somebody on stage, live like that, performance like that. Like, for me, that was a big moment for me. I was nervous, rocking all over the place, I was trembling, got my people on the left or to the right of me, peeping at me, and I just like, shh, right? But when I got on the stage, she actually made me so much more confident. Rhonda, thank you so much. Yeah, Rhonda, you is one of the sweetest women in Barbados. I can tell you this if you're listening. No, from the Zams itself. That woman come up on that stage with such confidence. She looked so gorgeous. Listen, I thought she was doing more than me. that's the truth. But honestly, she was absolute delight, and I would like to do it again if she in the crowd again. She's a sweet woman for real.
But tell me a bit about yourself, because you know people on VOB may not know who you are. So first, what is your given name?
My given name is Akili Thomas.
Yeah. Okay, and tell us about the writing of Pressure P. How did that come about?
Pressure P was actually a song that came spring a moment in the studio. It was something I felt a vibe on like a while back, and it was just like, you know, just one touch. I'm just going over that part, just one touch, that's it. When I got into the studio with a few friends of mine, they were recording music already, and the producer had sent me a beat, and I was like, you know what, this feels real nice, I like how this is going. And immediately within that 1 hour and a half, I wrote an entire song and sang it for them in there. And it was like, yeah, we need to record it. So honestly, it for me, there was the moment it was like, you know what? See this song? I want to do more music like this. Anytime I can get a beat that I can just put down a song immediately, that's what I want to do. Like, all the build up and all that, Pressure P was just right there. And I just put it on.
Really. So VOB listeners, do you guys want to hear Pressure P? Let's go to it.
This is a 5-year-old gelding by Union Rise or the Mambo Bell.
This one touches all that you need. I know you feel my presence when I pull up on the scene. Cause I'm applying pressure, applying pressure P, applying pressure, applying pressure P. You should know better before you play with me. Applying pressure, applying pressure P. Girl, it's after 9, why you calling? I'm already on my way. But she can't wait, she just needs me. As she sees me, pulls me in and squeeze me gently. Lustful pleasures come alive, it's so tempting. Now I'm ripping off this lingerie from Fenty. Now she can't breathe, that's the pressure P. Cause baby, all you need, just one touch is all that you need. My presence when I pull up on the scene. Cause I'm applying pressure, applying pressure P, applying pressure, applying pressure P. You should know better before you play with me. Applying pressure, applying pressure P. Sinful nature's come alive, she can't run away. Chains and whips, sings lullabies, and she's here to stay. That's the pressure play, she's on another plane. She sucked the pressure, pacified, just to numb the pain. Sweet seduction slows the time and it starts to rain. Now I can't control the blood that's running through my veins. It's in a single lane, just whisper the message into my brain. Is all that you need. I know you feel my presence when I pull up on the scene. Cause I'm applying pressure, applying pressure P, applying pressure, applying pressure P. You should know better before you play with me. Applying pressure, applying pressure P, applying pressure, applying pressure P. Applying pressure P. You should know better before you play with me. Applying pressure P.
Listen, 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 Zams, you gotta get a piece of that life. We want people to hear if that's really you or if that's your brother or somebody you can't eat. Candy student, you getting that P? Flash pressure P. You might get that P. You got. Let's say you gotta get him a little piece live right on the spot. Let them hear it down, you brother or you twin.
All right, we're getting a moderate scattered showers. Yeah, let me get it here.
Yeah.
Just one touch is all that you need. I know you feel my presence when I pull up on the scene. Cause I'm applying pressure. Applying pressure, P. Applying.
Yeah, motors.
I'm playing what?
Pressure, P. You should know better. Yeah. Before you play with me, applying. Applying pressure, P.
Live vocals, bad live vocals, live. Live vocals. I know, see what she come up on. What she come up on dance. What she come up for dance. You got a toss on your hand. 434-1790. I want to hear what the young man sounding. 434-1790. And what the song is called?
Pressure, P.
Pressure, P. What the P stands for?
Man, that P can last now for a lot of things.
The P stands for please?
We can leave it as please for now, yeah.
Cupid, we feel the P stands for?
I know.
Yes. So, P stands for family? P has made families applying pressure. Ain't there pressure? P, no, you wrote this one yourself?
Yes, I did.
Nice. Who showed it, the producer, man? Because the production was good, too.
Yeah, we got a shout out, Russian. That is I Revives Entertainment. Yeah, that's my brother over there. I'm not gonna lie, man sent me this beat, and immediately this was the first beat that I've actually worked from with him. Mm-hmm. So the first beat he sent me that literally it blew up my mind, and it was like, you know what? I gotta work with it. So I gotta shout out the talent. He's a great producer. He really came down, make sure, you know, he penalized me for all the little mistakes I was making in between for a little bit. And, like, you really pushed it forward a little bit with me. So, like, I got to shout out that for appreciation for sure.
I Revives Entertainment. Nice. So, you got more in the bike coming?
I got more songs there put down for the stash. But, you know, trying to get into the studio to just put them down for people to listen to.
So, you know, got to record them?
Yes, please.
So, you got plans to be working with the same I Revives?
We will have to see if you want to work with me. We got to see if he's ready to work or not. Yeah. If not, I hear Sluggy Dan.
Like that me as a producer? Mm-hmm. But you know, producers. Producers, easiest thing is whenever he's ready. Yeah. He ready. Zam's got talent, man. So I don't see he got no problems finding to record. It doesn't matter how much you want to record, how bad you want to record, and how ready you are. You know, he ain't got talent. He got.
If he could do it now, he could do it now.
Yeah, Barbados. Anything but Barbados. Barbados got so many young, good producers, astronomy, like, they got enough little man that nobody know nothing about, nobody know the names, anything, and so hard. He says so much beats come to my email that so good, can't believe he's one of it. BJMN met this. So you can be good, man. You got a problem recording, hook you up with some studios. Got my boy Rack on Drums out there on the outside listening. We got showed up to Rack on Drums. We got my man CJ too. We got a lot of popular DJs, producers, thankfully, in my camp. Pressure P. How you got into the music? What got you into the music? And then what give you that itch to get on stage and perform live? How it all started for you?
Well, for me, I was born in Jamaica, just to clarify. Mm-hmm. I came here when I was a kid, like 5 years old. Mm-hmm. Back then, I used to like dancing a lot in front of people. I used to love singing a lot in front of people. But I never really exposed my talent or tried to like push it forward. So like when I came to law school, I went to law school with a shout out to law school. I joined the choir for like a year, just 1 year, just to get the feel of singing again. But when I got that feel again, I went back to church. Yeah, I went back to church. I actually stopped going to church for a while, went back to church, started singing in the church, went and sing on Christmas Day. And it was like, you know what? I got to keep singing. My friends, I call them the Swamp Gang. We call them crocodiles instead of Lil Pond, you know. But I have a few artist friends around them, and they really motivated me towards that level. When I used to tell them that I just used to like singing, I used to just sit down and just say words and say it off, just make myself feel comfortable. When they started coming around me and started doing the Bajan dancehall and the rapping and such like that, I was like, yo, y'all gotta hear me out. Let me see if I could try to. And immediately when I tried from there, they were like, yo, push yourself now. This is the time now. Don't waste any time. You're not getting any younger. I was like, yo, this is what I wanted to do since I was a kid. I used to love listening to Michael Jackson. I can walk fluently all the way back. Like, all these things, Chris Brown, Usher, like, those are my guys that I used to be like, you know what? These got the ladies plug in. I want to be plugged in with the ladies too. So for me, music is like a savior. If I can't have any music listening to, or can't find music on my own, even without a beat, or listening to anybody else's lyrics, then it's not giving me enough life. I got to be able to make and create a song in my head at any time or point in the day. That's it for me.
So, Zams, tell us a bit about how it was for you after the performance, because Poetry Barbados Sluggy went viral on Thursday night. There were so many people that was asking me, what's the Instagram for the young man, the young fella in the red shirt with the pretty eyes? No, they didn't catch the name, but they were asking me, and I was like, okay, what is DEZAMZ official on Instagram, and there were so many tag posts. How has the experience been since Thursday night till now?
I'm not gonna lie, this is a little bit too much for me to handle when it comes to social media. I'm not a person to be on social media so often, so like when I do see it and then I see all these things popping up, it's like, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. But it was so much excitement going on. When LaShawna sent me the picture, well, that's my first blown up picture that you guys used for the interview. Like, I was super excited, you know, stuff like that, the steps that you just take going forward. It was like, yo, this is what I was looking for the entire time. So I was greatly overjoyed. I was nervous to the T. I'm still nervous right now being in here. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just a thrill for me, a different type of experience that I want to keep on pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, can't get enough.
So for those of you on VOB callers, yes, I'm answering your question early. The Zams will be back at Poetry Barbados. We're going to have him at our next event for World Poetry Day. Big show, big show, big show. Mark your calendars, March 21st, 2024. And follow us on Instagram at Poetry Barbados to find out more about who will be the headline act. You want to know who? Follow us on Instagram. We have an amazing lineup already. And you may say, wait, the show 2 days ago and them ready already? Yes, we take it seriously here at Poetry Barbados, and we have an amazing show lined up. So tell me, if you were not a singer, what would you be?
Nick Cannon songs could get used in here. No, let's call it honestly, I wanted to be a IT, what do you call it, a computer technician at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be a lawyer back in school as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided I wanted to like make video games. Mm-hmm. So I got into like IT programming and such like that. I went to UE Open Campus, started getting extra CXE just to start and such on. But now that I have worked into the fields for so long, I am now definitely a certified tour guide. I love talking to tourists. I like interacting with people and showing them news, things to enjoy. I like just making sure that everybody's comfortable. We can see somebody smiling all the time. Anytime I can bring a smile to somebody's face, that's satisfaction for me.
Okay. And I want to move over to our headliner, Dio the Poet. Dio shelled the place on Thursday night.
Yeah.
We had over 200 persons came in just to hear Dio. We had some of the VOB ladies. Thank you guys for coming out. They came to see Muscles, and the Muscles they saw. He had on a V-neck shirt and Ting Sluggy. He really played up for these ladies. We had 98% women at that show.
Mm-hmm.
And they all came to see Dio the Poet. So Dio, tell us a bit. I want you to tell me about the piece, I Am an Addict. Now this piece even had a minister in a tizzy. He started the piece by saying that he liked old women. Mm-hmm. And everything went downhill from there. So tell us a bit about this piece, I Am an Addict.
You listen, Warren, you on 92.9. Don't tell the ladies that you start a riot.
Sluggy, you know what she's doing, Sluggy? She start like that, Sluggy. That's how she wants to start.
You tell me to do your PR. You tell me to do your PR.
No.
We had a whole brief about how the women came to the show and they loved you. And you said to let them know that you have a piece called I Am an Addict, dedicated to them. Ollie and Sluggy, do not let him fool you.
I told you to be a PR, not a pimp. That's totally different.
I am not a pimp. I want the people of VOB to know. I am not a pimp.
Let me calculate the things you do. You put me in this small shirt. You tell me to write the poem. You understand? Then you set me up by bringing me back here and telling them I like old women.
I said the piece was about that. You like old women. Anyways, people, on the 21st of March, you can see and understand. Sorry, 21st of March. You can see and hear. If you miss it this time, you maybe could hear it again about why he is an addict. Anyway, so tell us about the piece and tell us about the reaction, because I had a lot of cackling out, some women, they clapping. It did amazing. So tell us a bit about that.
All right. So the piece was inspired by the Muscles gimmick. 100% inspired by the Muscles gimmick. I've been getting a lot of traction from the mature ladies and the in my fan base, and I wanted to do something like, you know, that they can admire, because my portrait normally caters to a younger crowd, and I want to do something for them to admire. I normally tackle serious topics. I wanted to do something a little bit more comedic, a little bit more lighthearted, show the people that portrait is not all doom and gloom or not all sad, you know what I mean? So I sat down and I started to write, and the more I wrote, the more I was like, yo, this is going to get me in trouble. But, you know, it's all fun and games, it's all nice, it's all great. I enjoyed doing the piece. The reaction to the piece was mainly comedic. I had a couple of eyes in the crowd that, you know, had me wondering where my security was at points in the show.
What you're mentioning is that he had a lot of sweet eyes. A lot of women, you know how women do sweet eyes, Sluggy? They do them little sweet eyes and then display, they're looking at the ground and they're looking all about. That's how he had the women in the audience, man.
We got a lot of pictures also of people coming up saying they enjoyed it. They wanted a picture of me, and it was kind of like a paparazzi, felt like an A-lister for a moment there, you know. And the whole show on the whole was just spectacular. I loved the format. I loved the vibe it gave off, the mellow moves it start with, and then the heavy hitters in the middle, then we relax a little bit more as we build back up to the headline act. It was piece after piece after piece after piece after piece after piece after piece. It did not stop, no intermission. We don't need intermission for the poetry shows. Been saying that for years. Mm-hmm. Don't need intermission for the poetry shows. Poetry is something that comes at you really quickly, and it hits you and it stays with you forever. And if you keep just giving the people what they want, like, don't try to like sell the art form short to people, you know what I mean? Like, give them the whole interaction. And I believe everybody that walked away from that show on Thursday is coming back again because they enjoyed it tremendously. I got on stage and I was introduced by my biggest competitor. The man that beat me 3 times, the only person I could say that beat me more than once, and like the only person I could ever state a claim that they could beat me more than once. And the moment he introduced me, he's a, like, you know, he's a beast.
Listen, we need
Sluggy
to take a minute and break that down for you guys, the audience. So I want to tell you all about this show. So Tio said that he will work on getting Akeem Stone with Cupid at the show. Now, first thing first, you know when you got Prime Minister's awardee, Sluggy, we pockets in that deep to get here. So Tio said he gonna work on it. That's the first thing. But then, no, at the show itself, when we saw him came through, we was real excited because, no, this is a big surprise guest at Prime Minister's awardee, Gold awardee at NIFCA, Poet of the Year, Guyanon awardee of the Year. We ain't got a budget for that. So I was glad that he came. First and foremost. And then the piece that he did, they called him Poet, which was a remake of DJ Simmons' piece, right? Amazing, right? The audience do the ditzy. I mean, they had a line something about dope and contone. That was a big line. So yeah, I want you to tell me how you felt to know that the Prime Minister's awardee was there introducing you, and that he was supporting you in such a major way, especially with a sold out crowd at the Stage Bar.
It felt amazing, like nothing short of amazing. It felt like if the time has froze at that standpoint. A lot of people don't know this, but when I first came into poetry, I was taken under by Stormy Cupid. You understand me? I met Stormy Cupid when I was in the group Versiferous with Cindy Celeste and Lucy Hammonds. And like, he told me, okay, like, it's good to see a masculine body and a full-on masculine body in poetry and just doing what you do. And I learned so much from him, right? Like, I have a quote in my poem, my I Am piece, trying to turn idols into rivals so I could lift my head and say I did that. And I do mean that. I genuinely, like, it's so surreal now, like, say 2 years in, that I can look at Cupid and say, well, hey, like, I'm out there fighting to win Poet of the Year against this man. I'm out there fighting to win to be number one poet in Barbados against this man. I'm out here doing all these things. And then to have him come back and go, you know what? let me introduce you, brother. Like that takes so much humbleness.
Mm-hmm.
That takes so much humbleness because, like, you literally watched me grow. Like, you literally watched me grow. And mm-hmm. then came back to reintroduce me. They're going, like, nah, bro, like, I'm not above opening for you. I'm not above that. Like, I just want you to succeed in wherever you want to succeed in and do the best. Like, I want to lay the fire upon you, then you just blow up the whole show. And that's what he did. He just lit that fire. Like, I literally walked on stage and said, I'm supposed to go after that. I'm supposed to go after that. I said, yeah, bet, man. I got you. And from jump, I was out of the gates. I was out of the gates harder than, what the horse name though?
Portfolio company.
It was out the gates, like, portfolio company. It was gone.
They're gone.
Full height. Hop out the gates with the AM piece and, and then I'm looking over my shoulder and I see him there. He got this big sheepish grin on his face. Then he just did, like, look at this. And all I could tell myself is, yo, like,
but she not only amazing. Not only was Stone with Cupid there, you had amazing griots in the audience. You had Adrian Green was there, your mentor, Adrian Green, who you met at third form at the Garrison School.
I actually met him. Like, I saw him. I first saw him in third form at the Garrison School. Mm-hmm. That's when I first saw Adrian.
Saw him at Commonmere
School.
Then
I saw him at Commonmere, and I met him at Commonmere, mm-hmm. right? And then I only really was introduced to Adrian after I started, you understand? And mm-hmm. it's like,
I want to mention that both of these guys, both DJ Simmons, Adrian Green, and Empress Zynga had nothing but good things to say after T.O. was done. They embraced him, they hugged him. It was a moment, guys.
Do you like Bauman shed tears on this show? Like,
but shedding tears is normal. You just had a whole sellout show, sir. You had a whole show for yourself.
Like, people don't understand, right? That I looked up to Adrian as the mountain. Like, Adrian is a mountain of a person. Adrian's been going to schools, he said, for 20 years. You understand me? He's been that guy for 20 years to reintroduce new poets. Without Adrian, without DJ, without Empress, there's no DOD poet. And that's the truth. There's no headline act for poetry. There's none, because it's like, he is like, Adrian has a hand in making each and every single poet the way they are mm-hmm. for the last 20 years. He has a hand in it. And it was just an honor to, like, for him to come up to me after a show and say, yo, that was perfect. When I first met DJ at online, mm-hmm. What going on online show, whereas it's like, I performed and he messaged me immediately afterwards and was like, yo, like, you were great, this, that, the fourth. And, like, really, like, started showing me certain things. I performed at a bar, and then he pulled me in. Like, for a moment, I got off stage. He just kind of made me like, yo, you could stick that in a little better. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, well, everyone else has given me so much praise. Like, DJ was the guy that really looked at me and said, yo, I know you did good, but you could be better. And I know you could be better. I could see how good you can be. You understand? And, like, then to go back on what going on, and, like, to have him sit across from me and he introducing me, and, like, yep. Well, it was a full circle moment, yeah. Right? And it's really one of those moments you gotta sit and really go, like, yo, like I'm nowhere near the top of the mountain. There's still this Cupid fella that I ain't beat yet, but but like I'm climbing, and you just gotta keep climbing. Like, hands maybe a little mm-hmm. Rough because of the climb. Your body might be a little tired, you know, your mental might not always be there, but just keep doing what you're doing, because if this is where you can be within 2 years, imagine where you could get to at 5, imagine where you could get to at 10. Maybe I could be Adrian for somebody else, you yeah. understand me? So, like, that's just it. Like, and I can't stress on Adrian enough. I really and truly can't stress on Adrian enough. Like, yep. that man is literally
amazing.
It for me. Like, he coached me for my two bronze
medal
pieces.
Let me talk about that, because you are a two-time bronze awardee, you know. And when we at Poetry Barbados were thinking about who should headline the first show, it was unanimous in our executive team that T.O., D.O. the poet, should be the person to headline. And tell me a bit about that experience working with Adrian. And then being a part of what some of you guys don't know, T.O. is also a part of our executive team. And T.O. was the person that was championing that this first plaque should go to Adrian.
All right, begin here to you when we come. I've been taking a tune or two. Thanks for all the good messages, Theo, the Sams, the people on the outside tuning in. Shout outs to Cog and Wesley and Auntie Shirley, locked on. You know, enough love and respect all the time. And I like to see the youth getting the love and support. But when we come back, Theo, you can answer that question.
Still press on. Oh, trying to strong.
Just say the name and touch your chest. Your heart will fly. Continue singing praises. God has been our guide. For everything you've done for me. Stood by my side. Oh, tried and cried.
Tried and
cried. When he means the world to me.
Tried and cried.
There's no place I would rather be.
The whole world through, and none compares to you or I, and how you've grown. Whoa, oh, see, oh, oh.
One nation and one people, there's a song we'll sing. Lift your hands and voices, let your tridents ring. We were kings and queens before and forever.
Thank you for tuning in to Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. I'm your lovely co-host, LaShawna Griffith. And I would like you to tell me, Teo, a little bit about how it was training with Adrian Green for NIFCA 2023. And if you can share us a little piece of that piece that you worked with Adrian on that would have amassed a bronze medal.
Working with Adrian has to be the easiest thing possible. Adrian, 100%. Like, Adrian, the mountain he is such an imposing figure when you look at him from the accolades standpoint. All the accolades he's won, all the standing he has, the respect that is due to him. he's such a multi-level person, but when you actually meet Adrian in person, he's the most humblest person you will ever meet.
Coolest man on earth.
This man cooler than a popsicle. Like, the man is cool, right? Yeah, he just blessed me. The man just, he just has this welcoming energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we was working on the piece together, like, all he said is, hey, do what natural to you. It's your piece. I'm not trying to take it over. Like, anything that was unclear to him, he questioned it. He tried to see it from an audience perspective or a judge perspective in the words of, like, okay, because... Like, he may pick up on some of the lingos, and he understand that not everyone may pick up on some of the lingos. What are ways that we can say the same thing but get across in a different way? He really opened up my eyes to the perspective of non-poetry people, because I sometimes think poets do work and they're not successful because they don't make poetry that is understandable to everyone, right? And people will always go, man, do it within you, and everybody who get it will get it, and who won't get it won't get it. But the reality situation is that where there's a product, there must be a consumer. And if you're not tailoring your product to the consumer, then what are you doing, right? He really opened my eyes to that, because I thought I wrote that piece beautiful. Like, the metaphors, the similes, the home, like, everything was just on point in my eyes. But then he was like, nah, but, like, Damien, I get this. And I was like, oh, wow, like, you're right. Like, there's a line, 12 polyamines from Golden Gardens be a rose critique. Right, he had asked me what's a polyamine. I was like, oh, a polyamine is a flower that you typically found in the European section, right? So it's literally 12 European influenced people be a rose, which is representation of the black community critique, right? And like, when they broke it down to him, he was like, yeah, like, I now understand that, right? So that's just an example of how he helped me and how he was really like just there ushering me in. And then, like, He allowed me to also see how fast I speak, when I'm performing, right? And it was such an eye-opener. You see, since then, I'm telling you now, if I did not work with Adrian for NIFCA, the whole I performed at poetry wouldn't have been half as good. Like, he just showed me so much. Just being around him for a couple hours in a practice session, showed me so much. The way he moved, the way he carried himself, the way he spoke, the way every single word was meaningful. Like, you can't listen to nothing that Adrian said and say, well, it was nonsense. Every single word is meaningful and powerful. So he just opened up my eyes to a whole new reality and a whole new perception of the art form, why we do this, how we do this. And that's one of the biggest questions he asked me. Outside of the judging ring, he asked me, what am I doing this for? And I was like, honestly, I believe the messages that I have need to be heard. And he was like, if that's why you're doing it, you'll never fail. If that's why I'm doing it, I wouldn't. Like, he literally reassured me that regardless of whatever medal I get, whatever position I get, even if I don't medal, it is going to be worth it in the long run, because these pieces is going to last through the ages. And that was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. So I want you to do a stanza from your Bronze Award winning piece, The Rose
Yes.
That Grew from Concrete.
A stanza.
Pick a stanza.
It doesn't have to be from the beginning. That's what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. I came from a different world, but our Dennis Huxtables never made it to college. Fewer opportunities left us with a lack of knowledge. I can tell tall tales that Debbie Annie won't direct. Unstomachable stories of kids killing each other for respect. Roses picked from gardens placed in flat screen window, a decoration of death. Predators pass. Dark flesh and white teeth. I can smell the hate on their breath. Their carcass food for the soil. The soil I eat. The price of survival is high in these streets. 12 polyamines from Golden Gardens be a rose critique. Roses who've only known cold, crippling concrete. Their roots run deep on the ground but suddenly find what they seek. White powder stunts grow up like remote zones or being buried is their peak. They're suffering in silence. They call you soft if you speak. The world's ignorance are disease. Yet we keep our pain discreet.
And murder be a rose fruit when pain secretes, stemming from hungry bellies, because malnutrition is a daily practice. Drug abuse, a daily habit. Therapy is non-existent. Depression is matched with prescription. Regression with addiction. Conviction, oppression. To survive, we create victims. It doesn't matter the amount. Our petals fall off when there's a drought. Our thorns grow bigger, the viciousness comes out. Red rain of iron observing my roots. Luxurious fields are pursuit. Beyond the steps of white boots, at our seas they shoot. Bury them in the dirt, but nothing grew. Parasitic caterpillars bite our petals to help their cocoons.
And this is why he was the headliner at the inaugural, the first ever Poetry Barbados celebration of spoken word. But I want to flip the script a little bit, if you guys will allow me. And I want to talk to, we just call him Golden Boy, the one, Stone with Cupid. Stone love, with Cupid. Can you tell us a bit about how it was for you guest performing? I have to add, surprise guest performing at Poetry, a celebration of spoken word.
Good night, everybody. Yeah, so it was nice performing at the show. You know, I was on the organizing committee, photographer, videographer, graphic designer for the show, to some degree, marketing manager.
Yes.
So performing was the last thing I was looking to do. Mm-hmm. But I said to myself, man, nah, I ain't really get opportunity like this, you know, to really hype up Theo and have him lick it out the part like this. Also, too, I was like, you know what? Even though we're honoring Adrian Green, we could also honor DJ, because DJ and Adrian was a package deal at one correct point. So I took DJ's piece, They Call Me Poet, which is like 15 years old.
Yes.
And I rebranded it, renamed it, They Call Us Poet, and referring to me and Theo, and I dissected every poetic device with every line. I made almost every line a double entendre, a metaphor. It was about a minute and 40 seconds, and the crowd, they're going crazy, and I was just saying to myself, shh, I think I should do more work with Theo.
So
I could jump in.
Hold on a minute there, Storm with Cupid. Can we get a little taste of that? Can we get one stanza of it, please?
A stanza of it?
Yes, please. Ah, we want a taste. I know that the ladies want to know about this piece. Come on, the VOB ladies must be messaging. I'm sure Ollie has a lot of messages over there from the ladies asking to hear this piece. So
this
can
piece
we
is
have
sensual,
it?
But sure. They call us poet, where every metaphor is as solid as a metal rod, cause iron sharpen iron, and I don't need to become a lead pipe to be feeling the feeling. Sometime might think poets soft, but cross when we pulling up mask up, we'll be back in COVID and we work in the front line. They call you me poet, where every story well put together, we ain't got not one plot hole, sub themes running deeper than a St. John pothole. And yeah, one of the more.
You gotta come to
my one more stanza, man.
One more stanza. Listen, Storm with Cupid. Right now, my WhatsApp is going crazy. I got some persons here saying, Cupid, we ain't just one stanza, we want the whole thing.
Nah, I can't get the whole thing. I can't get the whole thing. I can give out the opening, stanza. They call him poet. Master, the master, massive, and most proficient in the delivery of thought, emotion, and breath. Punch lines, hitting like a left from Muhammad Ali. You can't parry these hooks. Stanzas, to make your interest stand at attention, but refrain from using Adrian Green as a frame of reference. We want to invoke the presence and the next generation of poet.
So speaking of poet,
uh-huh,
I know that you have... Pardon?
Finish it ready, man. We want more.
Speaking of poet, he can give you a little taste more of something special.
Yeah, I
can
do
hold
something
on
else. Yeah,
so,
yeah,
speaking
yeah
of poet, I know that you have an upcoming show on March 9th.
I do.
Let persons know a bit about what it is and where it is.
Take your time.
All right.
Don't rush. Take your time and plug it properly, because we support you, my brother. You be there for everybody. Take your time.
That's true.
And plug your thing properly, brother.
That's true. So, we have a show coming up March 9th. Kicking off at 7:30 at the Mount Gaze Visitor Center. It's called Saying to See You. Santa Sia. So we got Santa Sia. It is myself, the phenomenal Cindy Celeste, and DJ Simmons. I don't know when last we see Trey, we had a show where it's just we and we got opening acts, but myself, Stone with Cupid, Cindy Celeste, DJ Simmons, Mount Gear Visitor Center, 7:30, and this is within the Bridgetown International Arts Festival. So there's a whole season of events that are happening, but my event is on March 9th. We also got Antiguan Poet. Listen, when I tell you this man phenomenal, he goes by the name Titus Toussaint, aka the Prophet, and honestly, when he speaks, he feels like a prophet. This dude is phenomenal. Like, we had an interview the other day, and he did a freestyle for CBC. I know, saying to myself, boy, kind of glad I don't compete against he, because look, I might not have all these awards I got. He was spit. I was like, yo, this mama got me want to go back and edit some of these poems. Like, he's decent. He's really decent. We got some other people passing through that night as well. We have a young poet by the name of Jawalti. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. We also have Carmen, which is a poet that some of you may see. And tickets are $50. You can get the tickets at ticketlinks.com. That is 7:30, March 9th, Mount Gear Visitor Center. I don't know if anybody ever get drunk and listen to spoken word, but that might be experiencing of itself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Mount Gear got the best rum sours. Yeah. Got the best rum sours.
Just one thing, guys. March 9th is next week, Saturday.
Next week, Saturday.
Yes.
Correct. But so you have 1 week.
But Cupid,
to grab your ticket.
What you want to know is what can persons expect? You have a piece that brought down the house at Portree, Barbados, a celebration of spoken word called Sweet Girl, Your Boyfriend is a Clown. Can we get a piece of that piece? I see Ollie laughing. Can we get a piece of, not even a piece, we want to hear majority of it. Remember that we're a family station.
Right.
We want some of that piece, Sweet Girl. Your boyfriend is a clown.
So I just want to say at Santa Sia, you know, we got Santa Sia, we're saying it fully. So whereas I got edit myself here, if you want to hear the unedited piece, come out, you know, March 9th, next week, Saturday, 7:30, Mount Gear Visitor Center. So the piece they're talking about is called Sweet Girl, Your Boyfriend is a Clown. Mm-hmm. And it goes a little something like this.
Yeah.
Sweet girl, your boyfriend is a clown. Comparing him to Pennywise wouldn't suffice. A Bobo reference would still be too nice. Some would call you a joker, but even them could be useful if you play your cards right. But nah, not this guy. Your boyfriend? That man is a full clown. I mean, the man always looked dotish. I see pictures like take out Riley with a Blackberry that got better focus. You ever notice the man don't ever look like he know what's going on? Like he adding 2 and 2 together but ending up with 71? He looked like he just be questioning his existence but never get a response. I don't know how you look at that and tell yourself that that is what you want. You gotta be seeing something I don't, because I know stupidity is contagious and you could catch it. You could get infected and gotta be tested because you in bed with a clown. No, he looked like the sort of man that would steal something that free, actually get to leave, only to come back to the same place next week and get hold by the police. You better pray to God you never breed with the seed for truth, because it can sprout the tree with leaves carrying the forbidden fruit, taking us right back to Adam and Eve, who were deceived to do the unthinkable. I hope you realize your relationship is sinkable, because you weren't born with a damn clown.
So Cupid, we want to ask you, how you's come up with these topics? Because you know at NIFCA you won gold with Suicide Bomber.
Yeah.
You also would have, you know, won the Earl Warner's Trophy in theater.
Right.
Back then you had amazing pieces that you would have done in those eras. Mm-hmm. Judging from, you know, you had a piece called Diary of My Life.
Yes, yes.
Was
getting
one
back far, boy.
Was one Boys Will Be Boys as well.
Yeah.
You also have In the Summer, which would have won the Frank Collymore Literary Endowment.
Yes, for a seven.
For spoken word. So tell me a bit, how do you come up with these themes? And then when you're finished that question, mm-hmm. we would like a little taste of In the Summer as well.
You got me performing enough when it really.
Yeah, well, you got to perform. You're performing next week, Saturday.
Come here, boy, yeah.
You're performing next week, Saturday. And I must say that we have, it's not every day we get a gold awardee on the radio as well. So,
So
we have you, and we're going to, you know, while you're here, because next time we may go book an appointment, you know, so I'll give it his manager, we may not be able to get here just so.
Price gone up. So these pieces that come to me as I travel around, man, I catch a bus. So I'm a professional pedestrian, as I like to call, right? I'm a bus man. So I just hear conversations on the bus and see people engaging in, I want to say, the Olympics of stupidity. I just see some professional athletes that is pros at being stupid. I need to say it to myself, boy.
Like, wait. Pause. We want to hear that day again. Because Ollie is here. You guys can't see the announcer, Ollie, but Ollie's here having a whole moment of laughter.
Nah, I know.
Tell us again. You say what? That they
professional
got
athletes. They're professionals at
professional
the end,
stupid. In stupid.
The Olympics is stupidity. So I was seeing this conversation between
when I see no way he's a gold awardee.
I had her boyfriend on the phone, and I said to myself, this man sounds like a clown. So I said,
so sweet girl, big up yourself. You met the man.
And that's the thing, right? Somebody tell her for sweet girl. And I was like, my dad's opening my phone. I'm sweet girl. Your boyfriend is a clown. And I feel like somebody needed to tell her because she seemed to didn't know. She seemed like she was still believing in the best. You know, love can be blinding.
I guess right? She knows no.
But I want 2020 vision, but love could be blinding. So I was like, don't ever want to be like that. So just writing it from that experience. Mm-hmm. So that's the lighthearted side of things. On the more serious side of things, the Frank Coleman Hall piece in the summer. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people realize, but in the summer, the crime rate tends to spike. Yeah. Worldwide, mm-hmm. especially in black communities. We got this very bad tradition in Barbados where every summer somebody just get injured or hurt or maimed or even killed on Kudumun, mm-hmm. especially on that Black Rock stretch. Like there's a shooting every year, right? Yeah. So that's what inspired the line, in the summer, black boys are baptized by bullets. And it's almost like a holy, it's like a rite of passage almost to get shoot at during the summer.
Yeah.
I was like, that is crazy. So I wanted a piece that captures that. And it just doesn't capture that. It captures this plight of black men in general, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of black men would agree, we become fathers and all of a sudden we're the ATM. We stop being a person. We just become a bank. We become a statement. And sometimes it's almost like we're forced to be men and not to be people. Sometimes mm-hmm. when you become a girl's boyfriend, you stop being a person to her. Mm-hmm. And the moment you start having personal ideas, thoughts, it could be stressful. So I was like, let me capture that struggle, bro, that black men go through.
You come on here to perform or preach, man.
Bit of both. Bit of both, man. So yeah. There's also a part in that piece too that there's this solitude that men go through when they're dealing with things. They don't like to, especially too because of how men could be. And there's gonna bias as a masculinity, right? Mm-hmm. I love the fact that your brothers is rosier. And like men is roasting, just in one foot, you know, but you know it's in good spirits. But on the other hand, sometimes it feels as though you can't discuss serious things with your brothers. And it feels like a lot of men's got suffering in silence. And sometimes, you know, they might be strong in your 20s, get a little weak in your 30s. But too often we see men in the 40s decide they're giving up on life. And we like to think that when a man give up on life, it can be this like elaborate thing. Now, sometimes it just look like he's drinking more, he's smoking more, he's not getting as much sleep. You see slowly start taking care of yourself. He the buff one time, you know, he barely hanging over the belt. And you think, my discipline all the way, nah, that man depressed, be. And he ain't got no outlets, he ain't got nobody to talk to. Man process mental health in a variety of ways. Some men just hit the gym and it's workout for them. They literally workout, no pun intended, it's workout for them. But other men, you know, they don't got the stamina to do that. So yeah. I wanted to capture all of those in my award-winning works. I really want that to be immortalized because it's a serious thing. Poetry could be fun, but it's also a serious thing. And I like to, you know, deliver that balance.
Young man, how old are you?
I am, I turned that big tree number in a month. I turned it 30 in a month.
A lot of respect to you, man. You're very mature.
Yeah, I'm 29 right now.
Mm-hmm. So we just want to remind persons that you are listening to Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes today. I was your lovely co-host, LaShauna, and we want it in... No? No?
We get some extra minutes. People loving, okay, people loving the vibes. People loving vibes. No, we supposed to finish at 8, but we got 10 extra minutes. So shout out to everyone on the outside listening and loving, but big up one of young people up on the inside. You know what I mean? LaShauna, back to you.
Well, since we get extra time, the first thing, thank you so much. Yeah. But we want to invite persons to come out. On March 21st, we're going to have a major event to celebrate World Poetry Day. Follow us on Instagram, Poetry Barbados, which is POETREE Barbados. But I know you guys don't want to hear me anymore. You guys want to hear Stone with Cupid. So can we get a piece of that piece
in
the summer, which won the inaugural 26th annual Frank Cullimore Hall Literary Endowment Award for Spoken Word. Yes, it's a mouthful,
it
was the first ever spoken word competition done by the Frank Cullimore Literary Endowment Award. So take it away, Stone with Cupid.
In the summer, black boys are baptized by bullets. They bid and blast for me when the OG says blast for me. In the summer, bonds can break like bread in communion. And I've seen a union of boy and God. Boy meets Heavenly Father before he gets to know his earthly one. Boy becomes pilot to another plane of existence. Boy flies off the handle. In the summer, the streets are hot and black boys bald tempers on their head top. It really know you sending a hot head, big man, cool out. Cause once he take that tool out, he will then fix that problem for good. Trigger finger itching to scratch you off the senses, it's pent up. Frustration is fossilized. Black boy becomes crustacean and never comes out of his shell. As black men, we tend to struggle with mental health, but knowing black men, we can probably attribute that to something else. We assert our stance that we're product of circumstance, and we never extend the olive branch to our family tree. As black men, we often reject peace. We know there's snakes in the grass, but we refuse to cut the weeds. We find therapy in attend peace, and we attend the sessions daily. Black boy is a walking distraction. And that's all they're giving y'all. Come out March 9th, then come out March 21st. So on March 9th is Mount Gay Visitor Center, 7:30, $50 admission. Or you could get your tickets from Ticket Links. On March 21st, it's World Poetry Day. We're having the second edition of Poetry, a celebration of spoken word. Follow us on Instagram at Poetry Barbados. You can also follow the Bridgetown International Arts Festival. And that is on Instagram at the same name, the Bridgetown International Arts Festival, and you will get updates on these poetic events. I just want to plug this very quickly, Lashana. It is not often we see so many poetry events back to back to back to back. Sure. And we touching all the demographics, you know. We got the elders coming out, like Cher Antoinette, who was 62 and did a performance, but first time performing in like years.
And Dundee Shore.
We got youngsters like Malachi Hope, who is 22. Got so that's a 40-year gap.
Of the night as correct. Well. Listen, people invited Malachi back to the stage.
Yes,
after he had finished, performed a beautifully written piece sometime, I wonder. Yeah. We're going to have to interview him, Sluggy. That young man is going places. Yeah.
Then we have people in the middle range, like Rhea Wright, so I believe is in his mid-30s, who's been writing for like 14 years, I think you say, or 10 years. Some long period of time, no getting his shine. We got people, they like to call me young, but I turning 30. We got the youngsters like me, Stone with Cupid, Cindy Celeste, Dio the poet, who really out here hitting it out to the park.
Then we got
the women in spoken word who are giants, right? The Lashana Griffiths, who organizing things like Poetry Barbados, who owns a PR company that represents tons of artists. We got people like Empress Zynga, who helping with Gainon Magazine, who has helped hundreds, if not thousands, of artists at this point. And we still got the older poetic personalities. I don't see too much of the Esther Phillips, poet, the Poet Laureate of Barbados. Yep. Then you got the younger poetry people, the Cindy Celeste, and those people that are really putting in work. Shout out to Lucy Hammonds, you know, they're really holding space for younger poets and putting on poetry events. So we just really want to plug the whole community and the communities. Because we got poets, spoken words, rappers, and we's all lyricists. We all pushing towards the same thing. So if you're listening to this out there, you know, search Stone with Cupid into your search engine. Search Dio the Poet. Search Poetry Barbados.
How do you spell that?
Poetry? Spell that. Poet is P-O-E. And catch it as T-R-E-E. So tree, like the tree you got outside with a bark. Poetry. Because we want to branch out to all the communities. And we're rooted in stories of our survival and stories of our people. So we really want to be that baobab tree of our culture, you know. Mm-hmm. Where we really have a lot of branches branching out into hip-hop, into poetry, spoken word, storytelling, drama, you name it. Even calypso, we could argue, is poetry. And I got plans for the mighty Gabby. And Gabby's a poet. Don't get it twisted. Wow. Gabby's write poetry. And Gabby poetry good.
Every day. You just get WhatsApp messages from Gabby.
Yep. Gabby had a whole poem that was controversial when, you know. Anyways, we won't say anymore. Listen, so I hand it over to you.
Thank you so much, Stormy Cupid. And as I said, we got him here at VOB 92.9 on Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. Next time, he may not be as accessible. We may need to go through a manager. But listen, the ladies love Muscles. And they asked for another piece from word. Muscles. Can they hear Muscles again? I am only doing, look, to show I'm even making a sport, right, Sluggy? You see my phone going off? No. That's the women asking for Muscles. So come, Muscles.
All right. This one is not long.
Man, we want to hear the "I am an addict" piece. That's what that's what I'm asking for. That is what the mature ladies on VOB 92.9 are asking for.
Is that radio appropriate?
I know. You tell me.
It has to be clean. It has to be clean.
It doesn't have any swear words in it. It doesn't have no swear words, but it's very suggestive.
Well, I think you probably be safe than sorry.
Yes,
I would highly recommend to be safe.
Stand sorry. Sorry.
Good. So give us another piece. Sorry, ladies, I tried.
You gotta see him live for that one. You gotta.
You have to come out March 21st.
You need to see
him live. And be sure to follow us on Instagram, POETREE Barbados. Yes, please.
What if I told you they didn't teach you your rights in schools because it was easy to use and abuse your labor? What if I told you a company's HR has failed its job if the only currency it runs on is made of paper? If they only implement policies that bring them more money, then they neglect their obligation towards their employees. And these days, that's all I seem to hear and see. But let's switch this up and make it more realistically. You see, the world shifted back in 2019. COVID put businesses on hard times and they tried their best to survive. The lockdowns caused so much of them to shut down, and some of them we will never see again. And here began the rise in unemployment. So by the time we was finally down for the lockdowns to end, society had convinced people it was a blessing to have a job, which was the final key in the doorknob for companies to start abusing labor laws. And to those people who won't accept it, well, then become easily replaceable because labor was readily available. So we entered a cycle of hire and fire, where we kept those that fit our system, sticking them in on necessarily long probations. Sticking them in on necessarily long probations. And when it was finally time for them to come up for evaluation, we told them that the work that we was happily receiving was not enough. So we stick them back in the probation for another 3 months. Meanwhile, we could release them to little to no consequence. It is evident in a time where companies operate below profit margins, the area they choose to cut costs is labor. Which result in one person doing a job that was meant for four. You will give them all you have just for them to demand more. Meanwhile, your job isn't even secured. They would ask you to give your life and well-being to a company, and in return, they will give you pennies, a fraction of the money that your labor was set to produce. They will use you for the company's gain, and when they finally say to add you to staff, you'll find that your contract was made with slave chains. They will construct a code of conduct that could only be followed by a robot. You will lose your voice faster than you can formulate your opinion. And if, and I do mean if, you are lucky enough for your workplace to have a union, you will find joining it puts you on their blacklist. You will strike for your rights just to realize that the company you work for don't even believe in little compromises. Will you wonder if the human in HR still exists as you and your peers become the exploited resources?
And this is why he was the headliner for Poetry Barbados, a celebration of spoken word on February 29th, and why he's joining us again on March 21st for our Poetry, a celebration of spoken word World Poetry Day edition. So be sure to follow us on Instagram at Poetry, POETREE Barbados. But I want this young man to come back again. We have some WhatsApps. People are asking if they can request this song. I want you to introduce your song, Gizams. Tell the people of VOB here on 92.9 about this song. Introduce it and let's hear it.
Y'all want to hear Pressure P or Noble Pressure P?
We want you to introduce this song. Like, say, ladies and gentlemen, the song here is... Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the song here that I'm about to perform for you is called Pressure P. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do an acapella, no beat, see if I can get it still there.
You're going to give me the slogan. You're going to give me that slogan.
All right. Moderate, scatter, showers. Yeah, we outside all the time. This is Boy Dizams. Let's get it.
Yeah, just one touch is all that you need. I know you feel my presence when I pull up on the scene. Cause I'm applying pressure P. You should know better before you play with me. Applying pressure. applying pressure, P. Yeah. Ooh. Moderate scatter showers.
Yeah, boom. That we're talking about. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme every single Saturday. 6:30 p.m. That's the earphone. Watch your earphones. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Ollie, thank you very much. Poetry Barbados, big one to sub. Make sure you want to follow the action. But we ain't saying goodbye because we can hear LaShawna much more before the month end. And we're working together for the entire year. So listen up for lots more action coming. LaShawna, we can end with you.
All right, thank you guys so much for tuning in to Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. We're going to close out, and the song that you're hearing is Pressure P by The Zams.
Pressure P.
Let me hit it.
Just one touch is all that you need. I know you feel my presence when I pull up on the scene. Cause I'm applying pressure P. Applying pressure, P. You should know better before you play with me. Applying pressure, P. Girl, it's after 9, why you calling? I'm already on my way, I ain't stalling. But she can't wait, she just needs me. As she sees me, pulls me in and squeeze me gently. Lustful pleasures come alive, it's so tempting. Now I'm ripping off this lingerie from Fenty. Now she can't breathe, that's the pressure, please. Cause baby, all you need, just one touch is all that you need. I know you feel my presence when I pull up on the scene. Cause I'm applying pressure P, you should know better before you play with me. Applying pressure P. Sinful nature's come alive, she can't run away. Chains and whips, sings lullabies, and she's here to stay. That's the pressure play. She's on another plane. She sucked the precious pacifier just to numb the pain. Sweet seduction slows the time and it starts to rain. Now I can't control the blood that's running through my veins. It's in a single lane. Just whisper the message into my brain. Just one touch is all that you need. I know you feel my presence when I pull up. Applying pressure P. You should know better before you play with me. Applying pressure P. Applying pressure. Applying pressure P. Applying pressure. Applying pressure P. You should know better before you play with me. Applying pressure, P.